seems like a supporter of music.
Yeah, I would say. I do want to tell, before you play the song, we have to relate the story that when they were at the Crowbar several years ago, three years ago, whatever it was, and the place was packed and they had signs up. It said, it's sold out, don't even try standing by the door, everything else. And half the house was musicians, and that's probably a low estimate.
Yeah.
At which point, Adam Volpe messaged out, he said, if a bomb drops on here, it's going to set Tampa music back 25 years.
No, that's true.
Which would have been about right, because it would have wiped out all the funk and jazz people.
I think that was smart. I think that show was on a Monday.
Yeah.
It's like they knew none of us had gigs on Mondays.
Yeah, that was an incredible show.
Yep. Say, you're tuned to 88.5 WMNF Tampa, homegrown handpicked music and news. And we're delighted here, Tim and I, at the Colors of Jazz to debut this new album by Serotonic called Sound It Out. We're going to hear one more tune, Jelly, and we'll come back for one final goodbye.
Thank you.
Serotonic and Jelly from the album Sound It Out. And say what you can repeat that story if you wish about not having played this song.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just telling Scott that we have not played that song together since Rob moved over three years ago. So we're gonna bust it out for the first time in years and a few nights.
Yep.
So I'm anxious to play that one. That was a fun song.
Yes, it is. And Rob Sanger was the composer of that tune, and he'll be back to join in the fun at the Dunedin Brewery on Friday for the album release party of Sound It Out with Serotonic. And you can find them. How is it listed on Facebook? Is it Serotonic Band?
Serotonicband.com, and Facebook is it's
Facebook.com/Serotonic Band.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And Instagram, I think, is the same as well. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
We're on Instagram.
We try to be consistent across all our social media platforms.
So, John Diddy will open the show at 9 o'clock, and then Serotonic will show us what it's all about.
And he'll also be performing Cena Torres as well.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I certainly hope so.
And then we're releasing the album on after Friday.
It will be available at the Dunedin Brewery, but it'll also be available on all your streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, and the like. And it is available for pre-order on our Bandcamp website, which is serotonicband.bandcamp.com. So we're looking forward to you guys hearing it again, other than what we've played for you tonight.
Yeah, Barabna's already on.
Verobna is the single. It's the single that we released from the album. And if you pre-order the album on our serotonicband.bandcamp.com website, you get access to Lies the Truth as well.
All right.
A couple of them out there already.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you Friday. And we now return control of your program to Tim.
Okay, let's go for, I guess, something that sounds a lot like old wine in new bottles here. Some Roy Hargrove. The Tampa Bay Black Heritage Festival, or support rather, comes for WMNF from our members and the 18th annual Tampa Bay Black Heritage Festival. It's January 11th through the 20th, featuring music, seminars, and food. This family-friendly festival commemorates the contributions African Americans and the African diaspora make in our society. Highlights are former Mint Condition frontman Stokely at Curtis Sixteen Park January 13th and Harry Belafonte at USF January 16th. More at blackheritage.org. And we just heard Duke Ellington and Coleman Hawkins playing Ray Charles' Place. And prior to that, Roy Hargrove from his Ear Food album, Mr. Clean.
Thanks to the 73 people listening online broadcast and the other 17 listening to one of our HD channels. You can do the same by going to WMNF.org. You have an email for us, dj@WMNF.org will work. 813-239-9663. The direct line, and the one I never remember, and Tim always bails me out.
Oh, that's the 813-488-0885 for texts.
Indeed. We'd love to hear from you.
And coming up here, we've got a little... Well, actually, I've got the next installment from the Jazz Surge Whispers on the Wind CD. But before we get to that there, we got a little Django Reinhardt.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Jazz Surge from their newest album, Whispers on the Wind. This tune called Can't Remember Why, featuring Sarah Caswell there on the violin, Jack Wilkins on tenor sax. It's just amazing, these guys. And they operate right here in town at the University of South Florida.
That was brilliant. What's the name of the song again?
The name of that was called Can't Remember Why. Whew. And preceding that, some vintage Django Reinhardt. Stormy Weather with his quintet in the Hot Club of France.
Happy New Year from all of us at WMNF. We are happy because our amazing supporters pushed us over our goal for the end of the year. That should make you happy. Thanks for all you do for our station. Your station, WMNF. Community Radio.
All right, and it was kind of fun here having Serotonic. Is that how you pronounce the name?
Serotonic, yes.
Yes, a Serotonic
band. Like the word serotonin, yes.
Yes.
And we've got, you've got a bunch more.
We have a number
lined
of
up.
Folks who said yes, and I'll be dropping names, I guess, as soon as we can get some dates and names and all that put together. And we'll see what you all out there, listeners, what you think of that. If you want to hear more of it or different or whatever, we'd like to find out, since we kind of work for you anyways.
We definitely want to support local jazz musicians. That's what this is all about.
And so, well, back to the music anyways. Some more stuff here. Oh, gosh, this was recorded in 1979, though. Chet Baker.
Thank you.
And we just heard Benny Soon from Terrence Blanchard off of his Flow album. Prior to that, 1979 recording, Chet Baker, Round About Midnight. And we're slowly running out of time here on Colors of Jazz, and the poetry folks will be in here in about another 6 minutes or so. We're going to go ahead and close out the show with some more local music, vintage local music. Dan McMillian from his 27 Degree North, 82 Degree West Jazz from Tampa Bay album. I want to say it was early 1980s, but he's got a real nice rendition of Little Sunflower. I think you'll like it.